Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Mo's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you on this cold and rainy, overcast Friday in Oklahoma. Just torrential rainfalls here in Oklahoma. I've never seen rain like that. Driving in it this morning for my job that will go unnamed. It was just crazy amount of rainfall. But I'm okay, and I hope perfectly everyone out there listening is doing good as well. But I am ready to talk sports with you. As always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. That's MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at TheDukeBoy100. That's at TheDukeBoy100. So you can follow me on Twitter. You can also like my Facebook page. Just put in Mo's Sports Talk in the search on Facebook, and you can like my Facebook page. Also, the show is on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. So TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. And I also believe the show is available on iTunes as well. But we have a lot of sports to talk about on today's show. We're going to talk all about the NBA playoffs. We'll be breaking down some of the bigger games that took place this week and looking at the series and how they stand right now. We also have some other sports topics to talk about as well. We'll get into that in a minute. But I did want to mention that I did see The Fate of the Furious. I watched that on Wednesday. I'm going to give it 3 stars. The plot was a little shaky. The Rock, I wasn't pleased with The Rock's character. He needs to stop taking the Lord's name in vain. I stuck my fingers in my ear that I didn't have to hear him. So anyway, but the plot was a little shaky, but it was some good action. And they brought back some characters that I hadn't seen in a while, so I'll give you that little hint. So it was very, very it was entertaining. Like I said, I still wish they would have finished with Fast and Furious 7 after Paul Walker's death, but it was good. It was good. The action scenes were crazy, and they were over the top, but not realistic, but it was good. The good action. And the plot was good enough to keep your attention, so I'm going to give it 3 stars out of 4. I'm going to say it's worth watching. If you're a fan of the Fast and the Furious franchise, you'll like The Fate of the Furious, also known as The Furious 8. So there you go on that. But let's turn our attention back to sports, and let's talk about some of the different sports topics that are going on this week. We can talk about Aaron Hernandez. He commits suicide this week. A sad ending to his story. All that talent gone to waste. Obviously, you feel really sad for Odin Lloyd, the guy he killed, or he was convicted of killing. You feel bad for his family, obviously, and Aaron Hernandez's daughter, the innocent victim there. But I mean, man, all that talent. You got to make good decisions, folks. When God blesses you with talent, make good decisions. I mean, that man has so much talent. I mean, he's big time. And you get to play with Tom Brady with the New England Patriots, and you make a bad decision and you kill someone, and then you take your own life. So very, very sad ending. That whole story is just sad. And like I said, I know he's not a good person. Obviously, killing people, that's not good. But still sad to see anyone taking their own life, so because he does have a family out there. So our prayers go out to the Odin Lloyd family. Prayers go out to the Hernandez family and his daughter especially. So we can talk about that. We can also talk about the NFL schedules. On a brighter note, the NFL schedules are out. They've been released. We can talk about that as well. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to the Christmas Eve games, New Year's Eve game, and the first game will be September 10th. Patriots taking on the Chiefs. So that's going to be very entertaining. I believe that's in Kansas City, so that'll be a very entertaining game to start off the NFL season. We've got a lot of playoff rematches as well, so that's something to look forward to. We can talk about that. Also, we can talk golf. Tiger Woods, another back surgery for Tiger Woods. He's going to be out 6 months. So hopefully and like I said, maybe I have some blind optimism, but hopefully this is a surgery that gets him back on the right track, gets him to playing winning golf. We shall wait and see. But 6 months is a long time, so they said they took a different method in this surgery. So I've heard that before, but I'm hoping that that's going to happen this time. So we shall wait and see, so we can talk about that. Also, we can talk tennis. Serena Williams, she's pregnant, so, and she won the Australian Open, and she was 2 months pregnant. My goodness, how impressive is that? I mean, Serena Williams still wins the Australian Open, and she's pregnant? Wow, so we can talk about that as well. We can talk Major League Baseball. My Yankees still playing some good baseball, taking 2 out of 3 from the White Sox this week. If the bats really got going, how about Aaron Judge and his power hitting those big home runs? And Matt Holliday, he hit a 450-foot home run as well this week. So the Yankees take 2 out of 3 from them. They take on Pittsburgh in an interleague play starting tonight. So we'll see how the Yankees do tonight against Pittsburgh. And we also can talk hockey playoffs. How in the world did the Chicago Blackhawks get swept by the Nashville Predators? Who saw that coming? A lot of people were picking the Blackhawks to go all the way. But instead, the Blackhawks, they get swept by the Nashville Predators. So we can talk about that. Also, we can talk about the Washington Capitals. They're tied 2 games apiece with Toronto Maple Leafs. That's another team that a lot of people are picking to win everything. So we'll see. Critical game 5 tonight. So we'll see how the Washington Capitals do tonight. So we can talk about any of those topics. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We'll listen to some music from the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack in honor of the Fate of the Furious being out. So we'll listen to that. And then when we come back, we'll talk NBA playoffs. Hopefully, in about 10 or 15 minutes, we'll have our favorite set of the week chatting with Greg. But if not, we will continue to talk sports with you. But right now, we're taking this quick break. We'll be right back, and we'll talk NBA playoffs on Bo's Sports Talk.
Sean Khalid from Man. Don't shine.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam, it's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one-eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Yeah, perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah.
I never fear death but dying. I only fear never trying. I am whatever I am. Only God can judge me now. One shot, everything rides on tonight. Even if I've got 3 strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment,
that I ride with be the same ones that I die with. Put it all out on the line with. If you're looking for me, you can find wit in the new car or the crown wit. My new broad does a fine chick in the weather squad I'm down with. Ain't no way around it. What you say? Tell me what you say. Working hard, repping for my dogs. Do this every day. Taking off, looking out for all, making sure we.
Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world sports, you can call me at 1-646-929-0429. Again, that number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. I did just see that Madison Bumgarner has been put on the DL after a dirt biking accident. So that's unfortunate if you're a Giants fan. I am getting hurt in a bike accident, so wow. So we can talk about that as well. But let's turn our attention to the NBA playoffs, which have been really entertaining. Earlier this week, the Cavs, they hung on to beat the Pacers 117-111 to take a 2-0 lead heading it back to Indiana. Kyrie Irving, he scored 37 points. Kevin Love had a double-double, 27 points, 11 rebounds. LeBron James, 25 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists. He also had 4 blocks and 4 steals. He did have 8 turnovers, but he did a little bit of everything. He's still playing at a high level. I mean, my goodness, LeBron James is a special talent. We'll talk more about him and what he did in Game 3 of that series coming up in a couple of minutes here. But the Cavs, they only shot 35% from the field, but they hit 13 threes. So the ball movement was excellent. You know, that's what they do. They knock down threes. Paul George had a really good game for Indiana. He had 32 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists. Jeff Teague added 23. Thaddeus Young had 16, but they shot just 32% from the field and poor communication on defense for the Pacers. They gave up way too many easy baskets for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the Cavaliers' defense is still an issue. There's no doubt about that. Still Cleveland giving up another big lead. They were up big in the game and then had to hold on to win. Too much one-on-one basketball in the fourth quarter for the Cavaliers. But that being said, that's an issue for the Cavaliers. But the Pacers, they just cannot slow down the Cavaliers' offense. They just don't have any answer defensively. And that's big, the big difference in this series so far. The Cavs' defense is still an issue. They still have to get better defensively, I think, if they want to win the whole thing, especially if they're going to beat Golden State. That's what the bottom line for me. I'm a bottom line type brother. What's going to beat Cleveland? To me, it's a team that can play really good defense and can contest those three-point shooters and slow down the big three, and that's a Golden State team, and also can score offensively. And Golden State, obviously, they fit that mold. And, you know, some other teams, maybe Houston, I've heard people say, maybe San Antonio, maybe in the East, Washington. We'll see about that, but I know Golden State fits that mold. But right now, the Cavs, they're still they're looking good in the series. We'll talk more about that, what took place in Game 3 coming up in a minute. Also, the Bulls, they smashed the Celtics, going up 2-0, beating the Celtics 111-97. Jimmy Butler had 22 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. Dwayne Wade added 22. Rajon Rondo had 14 points, 11 assists, and 9 rebounds. His defense was really good as well. He did a great job of getting his teammates involved. Well, I think he had 11 points and 14 assists, but anyway, he did a great job of getting his teammates involved in the offense. Robin Lopez, he's been a real difference maker, knocking down that outside jumper. He had 18 points and 8 rebounds. Every time the Bulls needed a big basket, Robin Lopez was there. He was making big basket after big basket, and who would have thought that before the series started. Also, the Bulls shot 51% from the field. Boston did a better job on the glass, but still the Bulls had advantage on the glass. And also the perimeter defense for the Bulls was really good as well. You know, Boston loves to knock down that three-point shot. Bulls did a good job of contesting three-point shooters. Isaiah Thomas, he scored 20, but the Celtics 16 turnovers, which led to the Bulls scoring 23 points off of those 16 turnovers. Again, those live ball turnovers will get you killed. They have to do a better job of avoiding turnovers. That's big for Boston. Also, Isaiah Thomas, he didn't shoot the ball well, but he's going to need some help. He's going to need some more help going forward. But we did have some big news in this series that came down today. Rajon Rondo is going to be out at least 7 to 10 days with a broken thumb. So maybe that's the break the Celtics need to get back in this series. That's unfortunate. If you're a Bulls fan, that's unfortunate for you. Rajon Rondo was playing at a high level at both ends of the court. He was playing. He was doing a great job of attacking offensively, getting his teammates involved. He was also doing a great job of getting the passing lanes, doing a great job defensively. So the Boston Celtics, you would think their offense should flow a lot better without Rajon Rondo on the court. We'll see. Obviously, it's a must-win game for Boston. Obviously, that goes without being, you know, you don't really even need to say that. Don't want to be Captain Obvious here, but you go down 3-0, that's not going to happen. So you would think Boston would come out with a lot of energy, even though it's on the road. And Isaiah Thomas, obviously, he's dealing with a lot. The death of his sister, I believe her funeral was today, so it was going to be – or yesterday. Was it yesterday? But anyway, it'll be interesting to see how he responds tonight and how he plays. But, again, that is a big injury, a big blow for the Bulls with Rajon Rondo being out, so we can talk about that. Also, the Wizards, they went up 2-0 this week. They held on to beat the Hawks 109-101. John Wall on Wednesday night. John Wall, he had 32 points and 9 rebounds. Bradley Beal added 31. The backcourt of the Washington Wizards made all the big plays down the stretch. I mean, they made big basket after big basket after big basket, and that was a big key in the Wizards getting the victory. Paul Millsap, he had a double-double. He had 27 points and 10 rebounds. Dennis Schroeder had 25 points and 6 rebounds. Dwight Howard, just 6.7 boards. He has to give me more. If you're an Atlanta fan, you got to get more from Dwight Howard. I'm sorry. He can give you more than 6.7 rebounds. I know he's on the downside of his career, but please, you got to at least give me 12 to 14 points, at least 10 to 12 rebounds. I think that's not asking too much. Dwight Howard can at least do that. Atlanta shot just 41% from the field, and they were 4 of 20 from 3, so you have to give credit. And also they had 18 turnovers. Again, too many turnovers for Atlanta. That's been an issue for them in the first two games of that series. Washington, you have to give their defense credit. Their defense has been impressive. They had 11 blocks and 10 steals in game number two. And that, to me, has been the issue all season long for Washington. You know they're going to score. They have that great backcourt. Also, Marcin Gortat is playing some good basketball as well, and also Otto Porter, Morris. You know they're going to score. But my issue with Washington has been, will they get enough stops on the defensive end? And they're getting those stops. They did in game two, at least. So that game heads to the ATL on Saturday. We'll talk more about that coming up in a couple of minutes here. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. I was hoping that we'll have our favorite segment of the week chatting with Greg coming up in about 5 minutes here, but if not, we will continue to talk sports with you. Also, we can talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder-Houston Rockets series. Houston, they came back to beat Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City had a big lead in that game against Houston early, and they were leading at half, and they were leading ahead into the fourth quarter. But Houston comes back to beat Oklahoma City 115-111. James Harden, he scored 35 points on 7-17 shooting. Excuse me. But he had 8 assists, but 7 turnovers as well. But what he did really well was get into the free throw line. He was 18-20 from the free throw line, so he scored 18 points from that free throw line. That was a big key for his game. Defending without fouling, and that's tough because he does a great job of getting to the foul line, but you have to defend without fouling. Also, Eric Gordon, he scored 22 points. Lou Williams had 21 points. And also, Patrick Beverley, Kenyon playing some really good basketball. He scored 15. Houston just has more consistent weapons than Oklahoma City. That's the bottom line. When you want to go to the bottom line, they just have more consistent weapons. They have more guys that you can count on to score than Oklahoma City. They shot 49% from the field, and they hit 11 threes. Five of those coming in the fourth quarter, so that was a big difference. But for Oklahoma City, Russell Westbrook, he had a triple-double, scoring 51 points, 13 assists, and 10 rebounds on 17 of 43 shooting, but he was 4 of 18 shooting in the fourth quarter. And look, I don't mind Russell Westbrook taking 18 shots. I don't mind that after in the mid-range or if they're at the basket. I'm sorry, tough contested threes, just throwing up stuff, tough contested threes, that's hard. No, that's not good basketball. I'm sorry, those are bad shots. He took bad shots in the fourth quarter. Obviously, he didn't trust his teammates in the fourth quarter. You can make an argument that maybe he shouldn't trust his teammates. They haven't been playing good basketball. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But that being said, taking tough contested threes against, being double-teamed, you're throwing up tough threes. I'm sorry. No, that's not good basketball. That's not winning basketball. That will cost you to lose basketball games. But, again, a lot of people had an issue with him taking 18 shots. That's a lot of shots, obviously, but I don't have an issue with that after in the mid-range. His mid-range jumper is really good. RF is right at the basket. I don't mind that. But taking tough contested threes, that's a no-no. Andre Roberson, he had 12 points and 8 rebounds. But Victor Oladipo, again, he was better in game two than he was in game one. He scored 11 points, but on 4 of 14 shooting, he did have 9 rebounds. He has to give me more. Victor Oladipo has to be better in this series. If Oklahoma City has any chance of making this a series, Victor Oladipo is going to have to be better. Steven Adams, he was good defensively, but he only 5 points and 7 rebounds. He got into foul trouble. He fouled out. That was a big issue for Oklahoma City as well. And there were some odd lineups that Oklahoma City used in the game. There was definitely some odd lineups. I thought Jeremy Grant and Doug McDermott played well. They scored a combined 20 points. I thought maybe they should give Doug McDermott some more playing time. And Jeremy Grant, but definitely Doug McDermott because he can space the floor. You need scoring to beat Houston. But Oklahoma City shot just 41% from the field. They were 7 of 30 from threes. Again, to me, 33 is too many. Now, there's no, you know, moral victories. But Oklahoma City can take away some. They did some nice things. They were plus 11 on the glass. Their defense was better. They played much better defense. They had 12 block shots. So their defensive intensity was there until the fourth quarter. And also they only turned the ball over 7 times. So they did some nice things, but they got to stay in attack mode. Got to play downhill. Don't settle for jumpers. Houston wants you to settle for jumpers. That's going to be an issue for Oklahoma City. They have to get to the basket. That's going to be a key, and they have to dominate on the glass. So game three tonight, Houston's up 2-0. Obviously, it's going to be really, really tough for Oklahoma City to win the series. But you got to take it one game at a time. You got to win game three, obviously. You go down 3-0, you're probably going to get swept on Sunday. And I think Greg from our favorite state, Louis Chatting with Greg, is going to be at game four. And we'll be talking about a sweep next week if Oklahoma City doesn't win tonight. They have to bring that energy and that effort all four quarters. They have to play with that in a desperation mode. When we saw in the game threes last night, you saw a lot of desperation from the home team. I think we'll see that from Oklahoma City. Hopefully they'll play Doug McDermott a little more, get a little more floor spacing. I think that'll be key. I did like the Taj Gibson and Jeremy Grant playing together. I thought they did some nice things when they were on the floor. And also Victor Oladipo, he has to be better. So defending without fouling, that's going to be a big key for tonight. But I'm going to go out on a limb. I think Oklahoma City avoids getting swept. I think they win game three. Now, after that, it could get a little dicey on Sunday. But I do think Oklahoma City will win game three. Now, to me, I think Houston, I picked Houston in six. It could be Houston in five now if I could repick. But that being said, Houston is definitely, you know, some people are still making the argument that Oklahoma City is a better team than Houston. Stop it, okay? Houston has beaten Oklahoma City 5 straight times, including the regular season. So Houston, they have more weapons. But Oklahoma City, if they play the right way, they'll give themselves a chance to win. And I think they get a win tonight, so we'll see what happens there. But right now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play some music from the Jackson 5. When we come back, we'll continue to look at the NBA playoffs. We'll do all that next on Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Let's continue our look at the NBA playoffs, and let's look at the Cavs. They went up 3-0, and I cannot believe the Cavs won last night. They came back from 26 down. They were down 25 points at halftime. I said, okay, the pace, they've come out with that great energy, that great effort, that desperation that usually teams come out in game three, but it wasn't enough. The Cavs come back from 26 down to beat the Pacers 119-114. LeBron James, how big time was LeBron James, making big shot after big shot, 41 points, 13 rebounds, and 12 assists. He's a man, big time, man, still playing at a high level. Shannon Frye, he scored 13. Kyle Korver scored 12. Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving, they scored 26 points on a combined 8-29 shooting. They didn't even play in the fourth quarter. That's the sad thing. And the Pacers lost to a team that Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving, their number two and number three best players, didn't even play in the fourth quarter, and you still couldn't get a victory. I'm sorry. That is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The Cavaliers, they hit 21 threes. Again, poor Pacers perimeter defense. That's just poor. Give it up to the Cavs defensively. They gave up seven. They were much better defensively in the second half. They gave them 74 points in the first half. They didn't play any defense at all in the first half. They got stops in the second half. For Indiana, Paul George, he had 36 points, 15 rebounds, and 9 assists, so a great game for him. Jeff Teague added 15. Lance Stephenson had 13, but they shot just 40% for the game. And they had stopped attacking in the fourth quarter. No ball movement, no player movement. Too much one-on-one basketball. Not enough ball movement and player movement, and the Cavaliers definitely capitalized on that. This series is done. Put a fork in the Pacers. They're done. I'm sorry. I'm not going to say they have no chance of winning game four, but sweet. Bust out your brooms, folks. We got our first team gone fishing on TNT. It'll be the Pacers. They're gone fishing. That is absolute. When you're up 25 points at halftime, that has to be a victory. There's no excuse for that. If you're a Pacer fan, you have to be pulling your hair out. What in the world are you doing? What in the world are you doing? And the team doesn't even play two of their best players in the fourth quarter, and you still lose. And that can't happen. That cannot happen. I'm sorry. That's embarrassing. And some of this is on Paul George, man. You got to take over. That can't happen. You cannot allow your team. You're the leader of that team. You cannot allow your team, who's up by 25, to lose that game. That can't happen. I'm sorry. That's just bad basketball. Miles Turner played really well in the first three quarters. Where was he in the fourth quarter? I mean, I'm sorry. They just played scared. And all the momentum for the Cavaliers, they just kept coming and plugging away and plugging away, knocking big shot after big shot. And the Pacers had no answer. I'm sorry, but they're done. Put a fork in them, they're done. So that'll be – I think the Cavaliers will be our first team moving on to the semifinals, in the conference semifinals. So we'll see what happens there. And then the Bucks, they took a 2-1 lead last night, beating Toronto, blowing out Toronto, 104-77. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he had 19 points, 8 rebounds. Chris Middleton, he led all scorers with 20 points and 7 assists. Four other Bucks were in double figures. They shot 53% from the field. They were 12-23 from threes, very efficient offensively. For the Toronto Raptors, their backcourt really struggled. Kyle Lowry, he scored 13 points, but on 4-10 shooting. DeMar DeRozan scored 8 points, 0-8 shooting. They shot just 39% from the field. I don't know, 0-8, you don't make a shot? What in the world? They shot 39% from the field, 6-22 from threes, and 15 turnovers. So the length of the Bucks defense has given the Toronto Raptors all kind of trouble in this series. I know they won game two. And to me, Toronto's at their best when their back's against the wall, but after last night, man, I cannot go out on the limb and pick the Raptors to win game four. I think I'm going to be wrong about this one. I think the Bucks will be moving on. We'll see. Hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully the Raptors win game four, because I picked the Raptors to win this series, but it's not looking good at all for the Toronto Raptors. So we'll see. I'm sure they're going to come out with a lot of energy and effort in game number four tomorrow, but I don't think it'll be enough, so we can talk about that. Also, we can talk about the Spurs and Memphis. I wanted to get into that with Greg, but the Spurs, they lose last night. 2-1, they're down to Memphis. Memphis did a better job of scoring the paint. Also, I like they asserted Zach Randolph in the starting lineup. He was a big difference maker. Mike Conley played really well. I thought he brought a lot of energy. He played really well for the Memphis Grizzlies. Obviously, that was a must-win game for Memphis. I still don't think we have a series yet. To me, it's still not a series unless Memphis wins game four tomorrow. I think the Spurs bounce back. I picked Spurs in five. We'll stick with that. I think the Spurs bounce back and win game four, but we shall wait and see. Clippers in Utah, they play game number three tonight. Series tied at 1 game apiece. Rudy Gobert's injury is big. That is a big, big blow for Utah. I think the Clippers, you would think they would take advantage of that. I know Utah's a really good home team, but you would think that the Clippers take advantage of that tonight. I'll at least win one of these games. I don't know which one. I guess I'll go with them winning game three. It's kind of the Clippers will win at least one game in Utah, if not both of them, but I think they'll win at least one, and this series will be tied up at 2 games apiece, headed back to L.A., so L.A. will have a home court advantage back. And again, that Gobert injury is just – that's a tough one for the for the Utah Jazz. They're going to play solid defense, but I don't think they have enough scoring, and I think they're susceptible on the inside to Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan, especially on the boards without Rudy Gobert. So we can talk about that. Also, I think the Blazers, I think they're another team that's going to be gone fishing very soon. Kevin Durant, he didn't even play in game two when they get beat down by 29 or whatever the score was, 110-81. That was ugly. Great. And a lot of people say the Warriors don't play good defense. They're a really good defensive team. They can really lock you down defensively. Draymond Green, he spearheads their defense. He's the leader of that defense, and he's an excellent defender. So I think that series is over. I think that's just about over as well. I think Portland could get swept. Maybe they could win one game at their place, but I just don't see it. We'll see if Kevin Durant plays in game number three, so we shall wait and see. But thank you for listening to my show. Don't forget, my next show will be Monday at 5:30 Central Time, guys. We'll talk NBA playoffs. We'll also talk about the NFL draft. I'll give you a mini NFL draft preview on Monday. So have a blessed weekend. God is good. Trust in him. We'll talk to you next time on Moe's Sports Talk.